What's up? It's your girl T.
And it's your girl Def.
And welcome to What's the Point Podcast,
where we have real talk, ask real friends about real life.
Welcome back, everyone.
Welcome back to another episode.
When this airs, it will be May, right?
Yes.
Okay, so because it will be May, happy Mental Health Awareness Month.
Yes, happy Mental Health Awareness Month to all the people out there.
Right, everyone, especially to our therapists from, I guess I would say like from a therapist to another therapist.
Yes, from one therapist to another, happy Mental Health Awareness Month. Make sure that you as a therapist are making sure that you practice good mental health, because that's the field that we work in. We work to help other people's mental health.
Right.
So make sure that you guys are also working on your mental health as well.
You can't pour from an empty cup, so I think it's especially important to think about, like you said, your mental health, your well-being first, and then pouring into others.
Yeah, yeah. So that's good. I think we might put maybe some resources for the people in the...
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, find something that you enjoy. How about that? That's right. Our challenge for the week is find something that makes you feel good this week.
Right.
Something healthy.
I think that's good. Find something that you enjoy or engage in a pleasant activity.
Yeah.
You know, like do something that maybe you wanted to do for a while. You just haven't gotten around to it.
Okay. What are you going to do, friend?
Let's see. What am I going to do? Honestly, this is probably not fun for some people, but I'm going to declutter.
Okay.
Like, I feel like once I declutter my space and I have to declutter it in each season, it makes me feel better going into the next season.
I can see that. Yeah, I can see that. It's kind of like a refresh.
Right. So yeah. How people do kind of like the hard clean before the new year, I just do it like in increments.
Okay.
So I think I'm going to do that.
That's nice.
What about you, friend?
I think I'm going to challenge myself to read 2 books this month.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
I need to finish the book that you gave me. But no, I think it's so good.
Yeah, because I went to the library and I checked out 3 books. And like the librarian, she kind of looked at me like, she was like, yeah, these are due on May 15th. And I was like, okay.
Like, I can
like you think I can't finish this in a couple weeks? We're gonna see.
Right.
We'll see.
A tip for reading books, someone told me, was doing audiobooks.
See, I'm not a fan.
And they said just listen to them, and that's how you get through it, like, you know, doing whatever activities you're doing and just listening to it versus trying to physically read it.
Yeah.
But excuse me, I think my issue with that is I am a physical like reader. I need the book in my hands.
So. Me too. I'm a physical reader too. But there are some books that I'll listen to the audio. I guess it's kind of like a podcast. But I guess it would just depend on the book too.
Right.
Because like, do you follow along with the book or do you just, you're doing your...
I guess you're just listening to it or just, you know, going for a drive, listening to a book. But to me, that just sounds boring.
Right. I'd rather just read it myself. Especially if the author, like, who's... I don't know.
Unless I'm like at the airport or just doing something that just I don't have nothing else to do.
Yeah, maybe. If I'm just like, maybe I don't have time to read for real, then I would probably be like, but I really wanted to listen to this book.
Right.
Then I guess.
But yeah.
But yeah, me personally, give me the paper version.
That's why I'm still, that needs to be a challenge. I need to finish that book.
What book, friend? I don't even remember which one I gave you.
American Marriage.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I got to finish it.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be my Black History book, but y'all don't judge me.
It's May.
It was, but now.
That's okay, though. Keep it as long as you need. I read it already.
I'm going to just take my time and I'm going to read it.
Yeah.
Just one day, I'm going to be done. But with that, we hope you guys do something like Dev said that challenges you. We might leave some resources or you might just coin some tips.
Yeah, we'll see.
For our check-in.
Yeah.
But we're going to get into our real talk segment.
Yeah.
And we are talking about checking on your strong friends.
Yes. I think that's so important with this month being Mental Health Awareness Month. It's mm-hmm. like, you know, check on your people. It's so important to check on your people, but especially the people who you think hold it all together.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, who checks on those people? The ones who we think, oh, they good. They got it going on. You know, she looked like she got it going on. She's cool. But little do you know,
all hell could be breaking loose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's yeah. that song? It's a gospel song.
What?
I feel like it's Mary Mary. And she talks about... Dang, I can't think of
is it the God in me?
It is. When she's like, look so fly.
Know.
Yeah.
Oh, that's my song.
Yeah, that's a bop.
To listen to
yeah, yeah, yeah. And she talks about how like it might look like I'm doing good on the inside, yeah. but every time I go home, like I'm getting on my knees and praying.
Right.
Yeah.
I used to love that song as a little girl when it came out. But
yeah.
now as an adult,
it hits harder.
Because like, what you really don't know mm-hmm. is what I had to do.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, that's the perfect song.
Yeah,
maybe
we should change
the vibe of the week.
Maybe
that's our vibe of the week instead. I like that.
Yeah, I like that too.
But yeah, I think down. That song is the perfect kind of like visionary for like a strong friend.
Mm-hmm.
Because a strong friend, you often think like they do have it all together. They are okay. They don't need anything because they seem like they're always put together,
mm-hmm.
but I don't really see that being anybody. I feel like everybody has their hardships.
Mm-hmm.
It just shows a little bit differently.
Yeah.
For people.
Yeah. I like how you said it shows differently for mm-hmm. people, because that's the thing, like with the strong friend is they are usually the one that looks like they have it all together, or they're the friend, the funny friend that makes mm-hmm. everybody laugh. Everything's cool, but who makes them laugh? Like who checks on them when they're like sad and they're going through things? Or does anybody ever really care about the strong friend?
Yeah.
Is that the friend that we just
yeah.
run to when we need something, or
right.
you know, like when we, but with the strong friend, like you know what I mean, like what do they?
And I feel like that kind of sucks because mm-hmm. it's like when you think of being the strong friend, like I really hate the equation of like we're equating a person to be strong, because I feel like everybody goes through
things. Yeah.
So it's like when you think of the strong friend, I like that. Like okay, you're thinking they have it all together. They're doing all of these things, but who's kind of making sure that they're okay?
Mm-hmm.
Or who's, like you said, making them laugh?
Because
in reality, they're probably making themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I know for me, like I mm-hmm. watch my funny videos,
mm-hmm.
and my, you know, TV mm-hmm. shows that comforts me, but I have kind of found spaces and support for
mm-hmm.
that. But at the same time, when you think about it, I'm like, 9 times out of 10, when you're the strong friend, you're that person who's doing it.
For everybody else.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Even when you don't want to.
Yeah. And it's not, most of the time it's not intentional. It's
mm-hmm.
just the type of person that you are. It's just the energy that you bring. Like a lot of the times the strong friend doesn't even know that they're the strong friend until you look around and it's like, oh, it's me.
Yeah.
Like, oh, because nobody checks on me. So it's like, okay.
Let me deal with this.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
you have no choice but to, unpackage yourself, sit with
yeah.
it by yourself and deal with it. But I just don't feel like that's healthy.
It's not. I
it's
definitely
not
think it's not fair.
Mm-hmm.
It's not healthy and I don't think it's fair. I think everybody, it goes back to what you said about people being strong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody is strong, or some of us are stronger than others, but why is it that we have a perception of what somebody else's strength looks like?
Right.
You know, like it's like, oh, she looks strong, but to her, she could be the weakest person in the room.
Right. Or like, for example, for instance, you guys, I don't know if we talk about that, but I have did intense therapy before,
mm-hmm.
like behavioral therapy. And if you know anything about, you know, ABA therapy, any intensive care
mm-hmm.
For a person is very strenuous on that direct care provider.
Yeah.
So basically, in the long run, I was kind of getting my ass beat just to make it, you know,
right.
Give some context
yeah.
in layman's terms. But
by the clients.
By the clients, right? Specify. Just being funny. I'm not really.
Yeah.
But no, for real, because there's different behaviors. So dealing with that, and there was some clients that were a bit more handsy and aggressive than others. And so I went to my supervisor and I was like, hey, like, I understand. I don't know. I just guess I wasn't in the mood. I was like, I understand that this is my client for today, but I cannot, you know, put myself through that today. Like, I need some support, or can you switch me out? Because I watched her switch out other therapists before.
Yeah.
I was the therapist that she would put in.
Okay.
In a nutshell, she basically told me, she was like, oh, you're strong enough to handle it. And I was like, no, I'm not.
Yeah, like,
in my head, yeah. Like, I know what I'm going through.
Yeah.
Mentally and emotionally. Like, uh-huh. I know physically. It's not showing up.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't walk around, like, you know,
yeah.
I have a rain cloud over my head. But
yeah.
I'm like, I'm not strong enough. Like,
yeah.
I'm telling you, today is not
the day.
A
yeah.
good day for me. Maybe
yeah.
tomorrow, but today is not the day.
Yeah.
Long story short, I ended up going home. But the point was, it was like,
yeah.
What are you looking at? Like, what did you hear what I just said?
Yeah.
I just told you what I needed.
And that's the thing. Like, people perceive strength onto people when that might not be the case.
Right.
Like, how can you tell me that I'm strong for this situation? You don't know how I feel for real.
You didn't even ask.
Yeah.
You just said that.
Yeah.
Like, you just said, oh, you're strong enough. And had I taken on, which I have in the past, like, oh, I'm strong enough to do it. I'm the strong one. I'm the superwoman. No, I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not. So that day I took my ass home.
Yeah.
But respectfully, I just started adopting that mindset of like, some things that I don't want to take on. I think as a strong friend, you end up looking like you don't want to be there for your friends, or you don't want to be in that support. And it's like, I just can't, I don't have the capacity for that, or the bandwidth for it this time.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's important for the strong friend to be able to express that.
Right.
You know, and for their friends to accept that from them. And I think a lot of times people don't want to hear that from the strong friend.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, no, what are you talking about? You going through it? Nah, you can't be going through it, because we going through it worse.
Right. Or it's like, you weren't there for me. And it's like, I wasn't there for you because I was there for me for once.
Yeah.
So,
and that's when all hell breaks loose. As soon as you want to focus on yourself, then it's a problem.
It's like, no, like, I'm really going through stuff. And like we said, like, just because I show what I'm going through, I don't feel like, one, it should be projected to others when you're going through things. And two, my belief is, if I'm going through something, I want to learn from it. I want to grow from it.
Yeah.
If I learn and grow from it, everything is not positive. And you know, like, growth is great, but at the same time, you go through some experiences that are more intense to get to that beautiful, positive moment. So I'm like, just because I want to fully experience it without any interruptions or distractions, like, that's distracting to be there 100% for everybody and not there at least 10% for yourself.
Yeah, because it goes back to what you said earlier about pouring from an empty cup. You know, what is 10%? How am I pouring 10% to you when I got 5%?
Right.
I ain't even got nothing to give.
I have nothing.
Like, I literally don't have anything.
I don't have a thing.
Yeah.
I don't want to have a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that that goes to it. I'm like, do you feel like you're a strong friend, Dan?
I do.
I feel like you are,
I
too.
Feel like I am. And it's like, I don't mind being the strong friend, but I think sometimes it gets lost.
Yeah.
You know, where it's like, okay, like, anybody gonna ask me what I got going on?
How are you?
Like, yeah, like, okay. I think sometimes things are not followed up on.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes it's like, dang, well, you're not gonna ask me about such and such, you know? But that's just, you know, it comes with the territory, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you? Do you think you're a strong friend?
I don't want to be, but unfortunately, I feel like I am.
Yeah.
You think so, friend?
I think so.
Yeah, I don't try to be.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I'm like, I'm really just an emotional, like,
right? Like, I'm the emotional friend, and y'all putting all this on me.
Right.
Like, I don't want to take this armor off.
I don't
off.
Like it. I'm like, I am so emotional. So it's like, when I do get the, I've always had to be put in very strong situations, and I just showed up to the occasion.
Yeah, and I just happened to.
I happened to got it right.
Mm-hmm.
But when it all comes down to it, I'm like, oh, no. Like,
yeah.
I'm just
up here shaking.
take it. And I think I realized that I wasn't when I really started going through things. Mm-hmm. And then I experienced like another, like how you are a strong friend. Mm-hmm. I experienced having strong friends and mm-hmm. they were like, no, I think you need this. Like, yeah. You need a hug. Like, yeah. I was like, well, I don't even know what that looks like.
Yeah.
What that feels like. And that doesn't mean that my friends don't do that. It's
yeah.
just like in some instances, I am unfortunately like the sounding board, mm-hmm. but depending on what I'm going through, I just kind of know how to be selfless enough.
Yeah.
So it's like, it looks like I'm not really going through something, but in reality, I'm like, it's a lot that's going on.
Yeah.
I can just compartmentalize it.
Yeah. Do you feel like that has anything to do with our career, our field, like the profession that we have? Like,
I think so. Unfortunately.
I think so too. Yeah.
Unfortunately, it really sucks. And I think I've been fighting it, like being a therapist and really going hard. And I'm like, I'm not a therapist to my friend. I'm
yeah.
not a therapist to my family.
Yeah.
But I think it's so much more because they told us that, like, that's a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
That's something like, why did you do this? Mm-hmm. What is your passion for mm-hmm. doing it? Mm-hmm. And so it's not necessarily the career. Like you said, it's just how we are by nature.
Right. It is.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I think it has a lot to do with just like the role that you play in your everyday.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just kind of felt that just happened to be your profession too. That so, you have a lot of empathy, you know, you have a lot of like those skills, and it just happens to fall over into friendships too.
Yeah. And it's just, I wouldn't say it's miserable. It's
yeah,
just,
no,
like,
it's not.
It's just emotional support all the time. I'm like, I'm drained.
That's a good word for it. It's just a little draining sometimes.
I'm drained. I'm tired. Now I want to nap. Now, mm-hmm. you know, like,
yeah.
It's just different things. And now I've learned that in some ways, like specifically in this season, I'm like, oh, I've rose to the occasion. I'm now officially showing up for myself. And it looks so selfish, but it's so necessary because I'm like,
yeah, I feel like that's okay.
Like, I just, no, we're not doing that.
Being selfish?
No, I'm saying we're not doing that in terms
of
be there 100% all the time. Like that, some seasons are different.
Right. Yeah, I agree. I'm saying it's okay to be selfish.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
But actually acting in the selfishness versus like how when you extending, you pour, it's like, mm-hmm. ooh, it's, you're having to learn, okay, this mm-hmm. is my time. Maybe I don't want to talk about that right now.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe I'm not going to answer that phone call right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know,
mm-hmm.
different things. So,
yeah, it goes back to boundaries.
Yeah.
Right back to boundaries. Like, being the strong friend does mean, like, eventually you're going to have to put those, like, boundaries into place. Like,
mm-hmm.
I can't always be the one that everybody calls. I can't always be the one that y'all want to dump on. I can't be the one that is always, my phone is the one blowing up all the time. Leave me alone.
All the time, yeah. I just feel like that's one, I just love the features that Apple has put on the phones.
Me too. I love
right?
it.
Right. I
love a
D&D. Especially the D. Yes, the D&D. But it's just things like that, that, like you said, they're boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
But you mentioned something like the dumping piece.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do y'all know what that is called? When you call somebody and you say, blah, 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 I'm going through this, and like you're vomiting at the mouth. Literally everything that's going on, that's called trauma dumping.
Yeah. It's called dumping. And what is it when, oh, that I'm thinking of trauma bonding. But yeah, trauma
it's
dumping.
It's called trauma
yeah.
dumping. Like mm-hmm. dumping. Like someone can come, when someone goes to the grocery store and at the grocery store, that person starts telling them what went on in their day and
mm-hmm.
how they were pissed off about this, that, and the third.
Mm-hmm.
You are now trauma dumping on that person.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know if they can even receive it.
Right. Like, how are they doing today? They literally just woke up. They didn't even really get their coffee yet. And you're just dumping all of this stuff on them. How are they doing today?
Right. And you just poured it out. And I'm not talking about, like, the friends that, you know, it's a give or take.
Yeah. Of course, we love a mutual friendship.
Right. Where it's a give or take. Where you have, I just sent that reel to you and one of my other closest friends.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a reel of like my Jerry, where you just listen to my nonsense. But I want to listen to your nonsense too.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's like, okay, here's my womp, womp, womp. Now tell me your womp, womp.
Yeah.
And I think that's different versus you doing that. And then once that person tries to tell you something, now it's, all short and dry.
Yeah, and now it's, oh, I gotta go, I got something I gotta get to, click.
Oh, okay.
It's like, oh, all right.
Well,
I'm glad I could be of assistance. Right. Let me, I guess I'm gonna continue about my day.
Right.
Yeah, that's what the energy it gives. It's, oh, okay.
It's really,
and it's quite disrespectful.
Right. Because like I said, you just vomited on my day.
Yeah, and it's like you don't care about the other person. Because if you did, you would at least say, hey, like, how's your day going? Like, did you eat today?
Right.
Like, anything? Nope, you don't give a fuck.
And that's just that. So I just feel like the strong friends, I say check on your strong friends, but what does checking in look like?
Now that's a good question. What does checking in look like on your strong friend?
Because, yeah, what does that look like? Does checking in look like, let me bait you in so I can tell you? Or does checking in look like, hey, how you doing, friend? Just wanted to make sure you were okay.
Yeah, I think it's the latter. I think it's the second option. I think it's more so genuinely wanting to check in on your friend and not just doing it so that you can share what you need to share, but you actually care about how your friend is doing. Mm-hmm. Like, that's checking in on your strong friend. Yeah. Actually giving a fuck. That's number one.
Actually trying.
Yeah.
Hey, I haven't heard from you in a while.
Yeah. How are you doing? Been? Yeah.
You were on my mind.
Yeah. Just checking in. Hope all is well.
It's very simple, but I just feel like being the strong friend. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe some other strong friends, if you are, you know, you can let us know. We have an idea. The pollen. Sweet goodness.
Yeah, it's still a lot of pollen.
All right. So I don't know why. Pollen has been making me, I told you, cough. Like, where's the sneeze? I like to sneeze. But damn, it made me lose my thought.
You were talking about, we were talking about checking in. And I don't know what you were saying, friend, but yeah, the different ways of checking in, though, as far as like you can check in genuinely, of course.
Okay, yes, that's where we were at. Mm-hmm. Checking in genuinely. But just don't check in just to feel that person out.
Yeah.
And dump whatever you need to dump. Like, now y'all know what it means.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe you didn't know.
Yeah, but now you know. So now you can recognize if you do that, and how can you not do that, you know, because it doesn't feel good.
And I just feel like in checking in the strong friends, you know, you have to hold yourself accountable too. If you don't have the bandwidth, then just say that. Just
yeah.
Say, hey, I'm not really in the mood today, or
yeah,
hey, got a lot going on.
That's, I feel like it's easier said than done, but I think that's a good starting place for the people who are the strong friend, because I feel like, do strong friends feel obligated to be the strong friend?
Yes and no. I used to feel obligated. I used to feel like I had to drop everything for people in general.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm just like, I think y'all can figure it out.
Yeah. I think we're all adults.
I think we can all figure it out. And when you figure it out, you share with me and we'll talk through it together.
Right. Once you got your final thing that you want to do, then you can run it past me. But other than that, I don't want to know.
I think we can figure it out all by ourselves as adults, like you said. But yeah, I think that's some tips kind of like for the strong friend. You don't have to take all this stuff on.
Yeah, you really don't. You really just have to find like a common ground, or find a good way to tell your friend, I can't handle that right now. Mm-mm. I can't take that on.
Capacity.
Yeah, I don't have the bandwidth. I don't have the capacity.
I just don't. So
yeah,
I think that is, you know, just a little tip. What tip do you have for strong friends?
Boundaries. But also just like, I feel like the strong friend has to find someone to lean on to.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's important. You know, strong friends should have other strong friends. I don't think that you should be the only strong friend in the friend group. Mm-hmm. I think that you should have other people that you lean on, or get a therapist. That could work too. And they just gonna teach you boundaries though.
But no, that's real.
Mm-hmm.
Get you a therapist. Cause honestly, I'm getting to the point where as a strong friend, if it's some stuff that you need to hear, like my friends know, I would tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think you need a therapist.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think you need, I know it's just very straightforward, but it's just some information that you're offering that you need a little bit more support on.
Mm-hmm.
That your friend is not your therapist.
Yeah. And I think if we just recognize it as that, that would be better.
Right. Like, if you are always talking about the same thing and you talking about that same man, I need you to go see somebody.
Yeah, I need you to talk to the lady because obviously I can't help you because we're still on this same cycle.
Right. It's a cycle at this point and I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
I need you to go see the lady. Or the man.
And or the really, man, yeah.
And really talk to them and really get your point across.
Mm-hmm. And find a solution.
Point, it's falling on deaf ears. And that's where I'm at.
No, yeah. Like, it's getting to the point I don't know what to tell you.
Just I've offered all that I can offer.
Yeah, literally.
Right. So I think that kind of
sums it up.
Sums it all up as far as checking in on strong friends and holding our strong friends accountable. Mm-hmm. If you're like us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for the strong friends to find another strong friend. Mm-hmm. Or find somebody that you can talk to.
Right. Or just some community with some like-minded people.
Yeah.
Who get it and you don't have to explain it.
Yeah.
And they just know.
Yeah. Who just get it. I like that.
Yeah, they just get it. They know. They already know the deal. You don't even have to talk much.
Right.
Heavy on the not talk. I saw something and they said, you know, when you can be around someone and you don't have to talk as much.
Mm-hmm. That's when you know it's a nice vibe.
Like, I just love that.
I love that too because I appreciate a comfortable silence. Because sometimes I don't have nothing to say. Like, what the fuck?
Sometimes I just don't have nothing.
Yeah, and like, and that's okay. Talk. Yeah, like, it's okay.
I just need quiet. Death silence.
Yeah.
But
yeah, so that sums up the episode, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sums up the episode. That's our points of the week. Y'all make sure to tune in. I guess our vibe of the week is going to be
It's Mary,
God in me.
God in me. I was gonna say it's the God in me, but God in me.
Yes, make sure that y'all are tuned into our podcast playlist on Apple Music and Spotify. We do update it weekly, so make sure that you check it out.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all follow us on our Instagram at @what's_the_point_pod. You can follow me on my personal at devin.nicole, Devin with an A, Nicole with two E's.
And you can follow me on my personal IG at _ILoveNewYork.
Yep. And we'll see y'all in the next episode.
Bye.
Bye.
I just wanna tell the truth, man. 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 Behind closed doors, man, you hit the floor. And what they can't see is your own.